God, if Morgan Freeman was on my podcast, I'd come everywhere.
Chances are, by the time we get this up, it's going to be like the Winter Olympics.
Yeah. Next 4 years. So what is it? It's August already.
It's August.
And this is our...
Third.
Third. It's August the 3rd, and this is our third podcast.
2 weeks till my birthday.
2 weeks to your birthday. Going to be 24, right?
The big 2-4, like Jeff Gordon. You got to worship me all year.
I do, actually. That's
just all year.
I didn't even think about that. Jeff's probably going to retire when I turn 24. That's scary. Like my 24th year, he'll probably retire.
That makes sense.
That'll scare me.
What are you going to do? Are you going to be watching NASCAR anymore?
Probably not. Why would I watch it?
I'm not saying anything. You're having a little...
I know. I'm a little bit depressed.
Seizure over there.
Yeah. So yeah, it's already August.
It's already August 3rd. This year has gone by.
It's flown.
So quick.
Fall is right around the corner, then it's going to be winter. And of course, I don't have a truck, so if it snows... I'm screwed, but yeah. That could change any day.
If you buy a new truck, I am beating you. I'm just going to beat you.
I have a problem with vehicles. It's starting. It's,
no,
it's
as long as you don't sell this one to get that vehicle.
I would have to.
God.
There's no way I'm just going to go buy a new truck.
There's a limit where even the dealership's like, listen, we can't let you do this. Don't.
When would a dealership ever be like, no, you can't buy a vehicle from us. We don't want you to go into debt. Oh, crap. They want to be like, yes, hey, take another car while you're at it. We don't care. Yeah,
come on. Dealerships are good people.
No, they're not. They're the biggest snakes in the world. They're worse than... I don't know. They're like the worst out of anybody. Get another shot. See? There's not that much left. There's like a shot and a half left after that.
There's 2 shots left.
No.
2 shots.
Good old Jack Daniels. You're sipping on a root beer like a true gentleman.
I don't want to be drunk for this, because what happened last time, both of us were drunk for this.
Yeah, and it made absolutely no sense. Going back the day after and listening to it.
At least if one of us is sober, I can tell you to stop talking bad about the police.
I wasn't talking bad about the police.
You were saying they should let drunks be aggressive towards them.
Okay, I tell
you. You were literally saying they should have to babysit drunks.
Oh,
there's a bank robbery, but hey, I'm over here making sure this drunk's getting a good night's sleep.
At least we didn't have a podcast the night that we were partying over at Adam's.
Oh, it would have been really silent with me sitting there going, there's Heath on top of the stairs.
Gone, while Adam pokes me in the chest and like does
pulls
things
you down
to
the
me.
Stairs and causes you to like just bang your neck against the wall.
That's probably what's been wrong with my neck the past couple of weeks.
Probably got a legit concussion there.
So we went to one of our favorite restaurants today. And we actually haven't been there in a while.
Maybe this is what threw you off. You're not used to it. They had rebuilt it.
Because they've done completely, like, we pulled into the parking lot. We're like, wait a minute.
But, yeah.
There's new paint, new signs.
But, of course, I'd like to remind people that the tables and the door are in the same place. Nothing's changed as far as that goes.
No, but they've remodeled.
Mm-hmm.
I have a heart attack when I walk into your room and you've put a new...
Well, I've
moved I don't know,
stuff
whatever.
Around.
Well, yeah, when you move stuff
I
around.
I move stuff around a little bit every time you come here to see what you notice.
For me, I still don't understand why I still voted for Obama, because I hate change. I hate it. Sorry. But yeah, we walk into the restaurant. Completely, like, floors, walls have been knocked down. There's this... The TVs are now in the bar, like, huge. And
oh, there's this huge TV.
Any bar in America needs to have at least a 60-inch TV. Easily.
Easily, yeah.
You got to even have a chance of distracting people. And so, the food, of course, menu's the same. Both got burgers, because, well, I haven't had a burger in 2.5 weeks.
These people really care if the menu's the same.
I'm sure they do. They don't even, we haven't even told the restaurant, so... It's not even like, it's Fats Cafe. It's not even like it's a mom and pop restaurant.
It's a chain. It's a chain. They can go there most likely.
I mean, I think the only places they don't have them in is like outside of the western states.
Well, that's a lot of states, Heath.
I don't, if my geography's even right, I don't know. I don't even know. I slept through all my classes. To be honest. So yeah, food was fine. Everything was fine.
Heath loved it. He couldn't let go.
And we for some reason, Zima and I, we have a tip off war. Like every time we eat out somewhere,
one of us waits for the other to write down the tip.
And of course, she only gave us one pen, and I had the pen, so I had to go first. So the bill was like what 11? It was like 11. My bill was like $11.
Yours was a few cents more than mine, but not different.
And I put $4 on whatever to make it even.
Yeah.
You write down $5 just to freaking out tip me.
By 24 cents.
Yeah. So, as soon as we get ready to stand up, I throw down another dollar. I'm like, no, you're not going to out tip me.
And the one moment I had a dollar bill on me, I'm like, yep, this is going.
As soon as that happens, you throw down a dollar bill. I was so distracted by this tip war. I just took my glass. The restaurant's glass.
It wasn't like a to-go cup. He took his glass.
I took my glass and was walking out the door with it, and the poor kid... that opened the door for us.
Let's just picture this. Heath is walking out. He's got his sunglasses on his head. He looks ready to go. He's got his cup of Coke in his right hand.
I'm pissed off because I don't have toothpicks.
He's looking for toothpicks.
I need toothpicks.
And he walks out. He goes to thank the door manager. Just kind of looks down. Then looks back up.
I realize I'm taking a cup out of the restaurant. It's their cup. So I just look at him. He's laughing. I don't know why the doorman's laughing yet already. Yeah. I haven't even said really nothing to him. And I just look at him. I'm like, I'm stealing one of your cups. And he just looks at me so weird and scared as I hand him my cup that I was drinking with for dinner. He like the look on that poor kid's face. He just started.
He just had this nervous laugh. It's like, what's this guy doing?
I don't know if he thought that I was kidding or I was going outside to smoke or I don't know what he thought. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to walk back to the table and put it back on the table. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to hand it to you because you work here. I was so embarrassed. And the poor kid, like, I honestly think right now he's contemplating life.
He's definitely rethinking things a bit.
He is. Like,
he's called friends. He said, what could this mean? What does this represent in
something
life?
Is going to happen because of this. That's changing his life. I'm positive about it. I think I changed a kid's life today.
I think he's going to win the lottery.
He'd probably be in the next Olympics.
Yeah.
He was doing a hell of a job opening that door, though. So, and then, of course, all the hot girl, all the hall waitresses were sitting up front.
All the beautiful waitresses.
Yeah, they were looking at me like I was a lunatic. Like,
this guy.
I'm just handing the door guy freaking glass.
Here, take this.
Oh, man. God. Another thing I love that happened today. Friday, pumped, you know, worked all week, ready for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, you're ready.
Yeah,
you're
Friday, first thing I get there at 8 this morning.
You're planning
I'm planning.
Come home and sleep. You told me last night, you're like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? I'm like, I might have a couple drinks. And you're like, I'm probably going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep because work sucked. And that's it. Of course, I get to work this morning at 8 o'clock, open up the warehouse, get everything ready. Phone rings. I was a little busy, so I didn't answer it at first. And, of course, it was my boss that's at the other warehouse. So I call him back in about 5 minutes, and he's like, oh, we're going to need you to come in tomorrow. Like, it was literally, like, I don't know if anybody's seen the office or the office space.
Yeah.
Office. We're going to need you to
work on Saturday.
Yeah, we're just going to need you to come in on Saturday.
So and if you could just do that.
Like, my excitement the whole day. Just like it just took the air out. I didn't want to do nothing the rest of the day. I didn't want to do it at all.
Yeah.
Like at least they were nice enough to let me on like half a day.
They better.
Like I got to leave at like 1:30.
Well, they didn't have to pay. Do they pay overtime?
See, that's what happened. I got moved to salary, so you don't really get overtime. I don't really because they don't keep track of when you clock in or clock out. I get paid 50 hours a week every week. That's it.
Oh, so then they definitely are nice to let you out.
Yeah,
but. You know, they could give you a little more warning before they...
When they started wanting to be an open-up Saturdays, they promised they would have a schedule made up.
Yeah.
Because I got a race on some weekends. I mean, you know, planning on...
So they can actually check calendars there?
They can. Well, I don't know, because they haven't made the schedule yet. So, yeah, they just randomly, like, they just call you and be like, hey, we need you to work tomorrow. So, sorry if you got anything planned.
Did you have anything planned?
No. Other than sleeping. I should have said that. I should have been like, yeah, I do.
And if I wake up in time...
Yeah, it involves me shutting my eyes and, like, saying goodbye to the Earth for 14 hours. I don't know. A ridiculously long time.
I was hoping to get a call around 6 p.m. tomorrow and you going, just got up.
I just woke up. I've slept through the whole weekend.
Heath, you coming over for Breaking Bad tonight? Today's Sunday?
Sunday? I went to bed Friday night. Like, it's not good when you don't even want to drink on the weekends anymore.
I know, you...
That's when you know, like, your weekend's pretty much... I mean, I'm taking shots right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but I mean... You're being a little buzzed.
Just barely enough to help me go to sleep tonight to go to work in the morning.
At least it's close. Yeah, the place is right at the road, so...
And why else? Because I got to work, or we got to do the podcast, or it's Breaking Bad. That's, like, the only three reasons.
That's pretty much it.
It is.
Of course, we were going to try to center this podcast around Breaking Bad, but...
And, I mean...
We don't know how Ben... Probably gonna have Ben on here some, but we just don't know how that's gonna work.
I don't know. Like, we could have people on the podcast. Is this gonna be?
We have to find friends first.
We do, but I mean, if we have one guy, Ben, I mean, I'm sure he'll be funny. It's just kind of awkward.
It's
if that makes. I mean,
for someone that's never been on a podcast before, and we're talking like we're experts after three episodes.
This is our third episode, and I went to podcast
and trust me,
school.
There's gonna be. A whole edited, like, out 3 minutes where we just kind of sat there looking at each other. So, we're not experts, but it can be a bit tough for first-timers.
Yeah.
I mean, I still struggle to try to keep the action up.
Yeah, which I've noticed, like, the last couple times the last two podcasts we've done. One, I think we might try to make it too serious.
Yeah.
And then the second one, I was so drunk, it was so silly, you can't even, like, comprehend what it was.
Oh, we're still finding our way.
Yeah.
He's taking a shot.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Hold on.
Some good old Jack Daniels
I'll
shot.
Call that. Well, he put it back down. Never mind.
I gotta get a little... The worst thing to chase it with is water, and that's all we have.
I mean, I can mix alcohol with water because it dilutes it so much, but I can't chase it with water.
Oh, God. It's probably...
Plus, we're not men.
No.
I watch people just shrug it off, and you would thought I would have just got shot in the stomach when I take a shot.
I gotta be, like, that night at Adams. I gotta be, like, in a pissed-off mood all day, and I just don't care.
Yeah.
It can burn, like, till it kills me inside, and I wouldn't care. And then I end up passing out on the stairs,
and
everybody
then
makes fun of me.
You hand it to this poor, poor girl who just starts sipping it.
Yeah, I don't know how she sipped.
She didn't react at all. Like,
Yeah, I'm just...
Okay, here he goes. He's picking it back up. He backed off.
Oh, man.
You just know. Just
see, this is how manly we are.
You just have to get it over with.
Why can't they just make it? Be happy why can't they just make it like you were saying? Why can't they just
like cotton candy?
Yes,
without the alcohol.
Yeah, taste. Just make it like eating watermelon. You just love it. I mean, I'm sure some people love it, but they got problems. I mean, if you can just sip on this,
chances are if you're drinking alcohol, you got problems.
But
I usually am too. So, that's how I know.
So a couple of things we've seen a couple of things since our last podcast.
We've seen things, man.
We went and saw Breaking Bad, not Breaking Bad. We have been watching Breaking Bad, but we went and saw Batman, of course.
Okay.
Probably one of the best movies, hands down, ever.
The Dark. Oh my God.
Taking a shot now.
He's taking
Batman. Let's see. Just talking about The Dark Knight just made me feel manly. But yeah, the trilogy, it was.
I find people are trying to find the tiniest flaws with it. I don't care. I love every second of that movie.
Like, I think really the only complaint I've heard is that it's so long. But
I'm glad.
I think it should have been longer.
I mean, I think I could have sat for like 4 hours in that theater for that movie. I mean, I wouldn't need intermission, but
yeah, it was. And then it kind of felt. I don't know. The movie itself, it literally. Blew my mind.
And I mean, after you had the Joker, Bane knocked it out of the water. Anne Hathaway's Catwoman was really good, even though her role wasn't that big as an important, I thought.
Like, I feel like we don't even, like, really even need to talk about it much.
Oh, I feel like I need to.
But I mean,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was good. Of course, Michael Caine is Alfred. Oh, God, those two scenes, we're not going to spoil anything, but those two scenes It's beautiful.
Yeah, I was about to talk about it, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't seen it.
I mean, even though
why this, I don't know why you haven't seen it yet.
To be fair, it's August 3rd, plus no telling when we're actually post this, so we can talk about it. There are going to be Batman spoilers from here on. So if you haven't seen it, just fast forward it in a couple minutes.
A couple hours. That's how long we'll need to talk about it.
The only problem I had, the death scene of Ra's al Ghul's daughter, and that is when she died, she had that little weird motion where she, like, starts, like, looking up. And I don't understand. I read comics, but I just don't understand if there's a reference there.
I think it was quite possibly one of the worst death scenes
I've
ever seen.
It's like something that looks like she would have done as a joke to mess around.
Yeah, like,
and
I thought...
like, okay, let's...
It was, like, the worst...
Because she kind of, like...
Way to die. Like, it was, like, terrible acting to me, I thought.
Yeah, but to me, it seems like worse to... Nolan is God, but... Why wouldn't they just do another shot? Because that girl can act. She was in Inception.
Yeah.
She's in this movie. She's been in a couple other movies. And she's good through the rest of the movie.
I agree with you. That was probably the only problem. Like, really, only other than that shouldn't be the end. Christopher Nolan should make another one. That's the only other problem I got with it.
I mean, people talk about he doesn't want to milk it, but he could make 9 movies, 10 movies, and I'll be fine with it.
But I agree, because even when... I went back and saw it, you know, the other day for the second time, and the death scene of her just ruined it.
I wouldn't say ruined it. It's just, again, like, someone editing that had to go, have another take of this.
Yeah, this looks horrible. I don't know.
There's also that great movie moment where Batman and them are sitting there talking while the bomb's about to go off any minute now, and they're just sitting there talking to her. And
then they kill, and then him and Anne Hathaway.
I mean, of course, that's movie. That's,
yeah,
of course.
That and him not wanting to make a fourth one is, like, the only problem I have. Other than that, it was amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that movie in a second. I can't wait to watch the trilogy all 3 in a row, because I haven't gotten to do that, so...
And then every single, like, they gotta win awards out the ass for that.
This has to be the first superhero movie that's able to break through to that. I think it's at the very least, gonna be nominated for...
Tons of actors got to be getting nominated. It's
nice. We got to give props to Bane, or Tom Hardy's Bane.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people were confused by that choice of voice he did, but I thought that was perfect.
Yeah.
Because he could have easily just went with the typical brute, but just like an old brutish man, it just sounded perfect.
Like, I got to admit, I had a couple times where it was hard for me to hear him, but I got bad hearing anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, I probably understood a good about 90% of what he said.
The speech he did at the when they blow up the football, like the football ground, they blow it up. The speech he gave during that was just awesome.
And the speech he gave when he read off Commissioner Gordon's letter,
which a lot of people for some reason had a problem with why Gordon still had that letter with him that whole time. I don't know. There's just critics that pinpoint, like, they make fun of everything. They said that why would he still have that letter in his jacket at the very beginning, but he was getting ready to give a speech.
And he decided not to. And then he chases someone, and that's when it was stolen.
But they're making freaking critics make such a big deal about it.
I mean, that's their job, I guess, they're critics. I've never understood the point of a critic, period, because I figured you need to judge to see if a movie's good or not some random guy or girl. But
even though we're kind of...
Oh, yeah, but I'm not saying, hey... I'm not saying people shouldn't be able to, but if I wrote a newspaper article and I said, no, don't see this movie, or yes, you know.
That at least had, like, some good reasons why.
And obviously everyone should have their opinion and should be able to voice it. I'm just saying, I don't see why people get paid to.
That's true. Because they're not getting paid for this. Yet,
no,
anyways.
Not yet. Any day now.
Very. So what was your defining moment? And about the movie, like, what literally made that movie for you amazing? You can just name one.
I want to name 3 moments. 3 of my favorite moments in the movie.
Oh, God, you just can't name one, can you?
The fight between Batman and Bane.
The first or second fight?
Well, both.
Both, yeah.
Just how there's no music and you just heard every punch land.
Yep.
Just every punch land. Then the moment where Alfred sees Bruce Wayne at the end. after having that speech where he said he felt the Waynes.
I think that was one of my favorite parts where Alfred was crying and saying how he failed him.
Then he looks up and he just sees, like even if that movie had ended there, like when he just looked up and he nodded and they went to black.
Right.
That would have been perfect. Then, of course, because when Joseph Gordon-Levitt walks in into the Batcave, and then it just goes to black.
Yeah, like he walks into the Batcave and stands on something, I don't know, something that Bruce Wayne, I guess, has added, and it starts climbing, and the water starts falling, and then it's his credits.
Yeah. And just like he had been Robin the whole movie without being called Robin. I mean, that's pretty much what he was. He was helping Batman out.
It was
it's almost like since he's becoming Batman, The Dark Knight Rises really is kind of about him.
Yeah.
My compliments for this movie could go all night long, but
I think the best, my top three, I guess since we're doing three, since we can do one. I don't think
I could have done one. 20.
Yeah, we definitely could do 20. Would definitely be, God, I'm trying to narrow them down now. It's not easy at all.
No, it's not.
Like I said, the one, Alfred, I like when he's standing in front of the graves.
Both Alfred's speeches were good, but that one, yeah.
When the lady says, I like your first name better, you should use it. Robin.
Yes.
That part. Like it should have clicked with me before, but it didn't. And then, as soon as that happened, I was like, holy crap. And then, which other one?
It was a beautiful nod from Nolan, because he said he'd never use Robin, but then he's, just giving a nod to, the comic book fans.
Yeah. It's another awesome part that I liked. And then another one where Batman finally made his comeback, and the older cop is in the police car, and the younger, a rookie or something's driving, and the lights in that tunnel go out, and the rookie's just like, what the heck's going on? And there goes Batman right by the cop car, and the old-time cop was like, oh, you're in for a show tonight, son. That's just awesome.
That's a beautiful moment from the Year One comic. Everything about that movie.
Killer.
Yeah.
Then Breaking Bad's come back to life, which I don't have we had a podcast since Breaking Bad started? I don't think we have.
I think we did the second one after the first episode.
Let's not even talk about the second one.
We've already talked about the second episode.
Yeah, we have.
The lost episode, as I like to call it.
Breaking Bad, I'm scared to death. Oh. I'm literally so scared of what's going to happen.
We've seen the first. At this point, we've seen the first three episodes, and the fourth one is coming up Sunday this weekend. And I just sense, I don't know.
Well, you heard, what's it?
Vince Gilligan,
on the podcast,
creator that does the podcast. And he said two things that caught my mind: one, that everyone should be watching episodes 5 and 7, no matter what. And bigger was something is going to happen to Walt before the end of this half of the final season. That'll make sure no one's able to like him anymore.
What the heck is he going to do?
I mean, he's poisoned a child. What else can he do?
He's poisoned a child. He's blown up a freaking building in a retirement home. He's
let Jesse's girlfriend die. He's manipulated Jesse to the point where he broke up with, somebody that made him so happy.
Yeah.
He's raped Skyler, and he's making Skyler's life a living hell. Then he's making Skyler's character come into question to Marie, so Marie's probably thinking less of Skyler. I mean,
Walt is a dirty, dirty man.
Almost got Hank killed.
Yeah.
Hasn't killed Mike's
boss. More you can do to be hated? I don't
Is there anyone he hasn't screwed up Walt Jr. yet?
Yeah, the only thing I'm thinking,
he's got to do something
with Hank. He's going to kill Walt Jr. He's going to do something.
I don't think he'd kill him, but... Oh, he's killed a plane full of people, too, because he let Jane die. Which in turn made her dad not be able to concentrate at work, which made that plane crash at the end.
Yeah, but I don't see how they can go any darker than the past series. But I
don't question them anymore.
It's gonna be, and then like on the first episode, the intro in the first episode,
which I'm imagining is gonna be. I think I'm guessing that's gonna be the second half of the season with that.
The start, you think that's gonna be the starting?
Yeah, because you're gonna have the break between the seasons, so he can grow that hair out.
That's true.
Something may happen at the end of the 8th episode that makes time pass a little more. Because it's only been a year. The first episode was his 50th birthday. This episode this week is his 51st. So think about all the stuff he's done in 1 year.
Yeah. And then in the first season, he's putting 52 on his plate, right?
Yeah. So that's his 52nd birthday.
Of course, we're watching the Olympics. diving, female diving. Oh, yeah. Very good sport. I like it.
Diving, I don't understand how they rate these competitions. Or how they judge them, I'm sorry.
I'll just rate them on their looks.
That's why you're not a judge, either.
Yeah, I know. I'll give her a 5.
Yeah.
7.
No, I don't. I'm not.
9.
20. 38. I don't like giving numbers now.
Me neither. I can only count to 38.
We've got football season starting up officially. Well, not officially, but this is now. Preseason starts next weekend. College football starts in a month. And then pro football starts in a month and a week. 5 weeks.
It's taken freaking long enough.
I know. But
I think Carolina will have a good season.
I think Carolina's wild card.
I think they're playoff. I don't think they'll be in a wild card. They're just going to start the playoffs.
It just depends on if Drew Brees is able to control the Saints. Or with everything that's going on in New Orleans, if he's able to just keep them together.
They might. I don't know. I'm sure like the first part of the season might be a miss for them, but I think they'll probably get clicking.
I think it's going to be a close race between. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in Atlanta.
I haven't paid nothing to Atlanta. I haven't listened. Nothing at all. They don't even talk about them on the ESPN.
No. Well, because ESPN's only talking about the Jets and Broncos.
Yeah, that's true.
Tebow and Peyton Manning.
That's all they care about. And Redskins. Because of
RG3.
Oh, yeah, RG3.
They don't even talk about Indy with Andrew Luck.
No, they really haven't.
No, just
terrible, terrible media. These guys suck.
I mean, it's ESPN, though. What do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, they got rid of Aaron Andrews left them.
Moving on to Fox.
I do have a rant.
Oh, no.
I want to go on to a rant.
Yeah.
The past 3 weeks, it seems like every time me and Zim has been together, I've had nothing but, like, I even punched a hole in the wall.
You've had a lot of anger.
I've never done that.
You got some anger.
I'm looking behind a punching bag to, like, release
I got to get it out, man.
But, of course, you know where I work. I'm not going to really say where I work. Just,
no, I don't
want to say that. But
because the millions listening might report.
Well, in case someone that I work with
it would be like our one fan would be like someone you work with.
Yeah. So I work at a warehouse. We sell a certain type of product. We do retail.
This is not meth like Breaking Bad.
It's not. I wish, but it's not. I'd be making a whole lot more money. But yeah, we sell.
It's a legit legal business.
Business, yeah. Like, we have trucks, you know, that carry the product and sell to dealers.
You're not making it sound anything
I'm not,
better, man.
But, and then we have retail out the front door, you know.
There's our
cover. It's not meth. So, anyways, my problem is we live in Western North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, we got nothing in this area.
Oh, no.
That I work with. We got nothing but stupid,
oh, God.
White trash. White trash idiots. That live in this place. I can't stand any of them at all. I don't care. They're too poor that they can't afford a shirt or whatever to walk into freaking Walmart. And that for some reason, that makes them think they got to act like they have no sense. And I get too angry. I can't control it.
You might want to find another line of work.
I do. So they come. We get so many of them that comes into where I work. They all, like...
He can't think of. This is how angry he is. He's making fists, and he just can't. He can't get his anger out in the words.
They come in to the warehouse and they want to buy, you know what? Can't really say what we're selling.
See this?
Yeah, it makes it difficult. But they're wanting to buy what we sell. And of course,
well, you again. Oh, how dare these people come and make?
But that's not the. That's fine. They can come in and buy it. Shut up about it. Tell me what you want. I'll do my work.
They want to ask you questions about your product.
Well, no, I'm fine with being asked questions about the product. The thing I don't want to be asked about is that the best you can do on the price. Okay, listen. I got a book, or not a book. I got a sheet of paper for every list of items that we have at the store. That the price is the price.
You don't argue
with price. You don't go to Walmart and say, drop that $20.
Hey, can I have this DVD for 15?
Yeah, can I give you 15 for this and you take it? No. You pay the price, haggling, whatever's on the freaking tag.
Outside of garage sales, haggling has died. There is no more haggling.
Yeah, don't come to my place of work and try and haggle me on the price. I will get into a fist fight trying to stand by whatever I'm going to charge you, because A, you're a stupid redneck, I can't stand you. You need to just turn around and go back. You just need to turn around and go back home and just beat your wife some more.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
Ah, do not haggle me. Do not make my job any more harder on me because your life sucks. I don't care about your life. Like, if you're an old person, need help, I can understand that. I'll help you out. If you're, you know, so like, I get so many people that come in and just reek of alcohol, and they're not making any sense,
and they're driving.
And they're driving, and they're trying to give me a hard time on a price. I'm gonna. They can go to hell.
Wow.
Yeah. I cannot stand them at all. And of course, where I live, I'm nothing but surrounded by them. I live out in the middle of nowhere. I got to drive 45 minutes to get to the nearest like trustworthy gas station.
See, again, this is why we need to be careful.
Yeah.
You're like.
But yet again, it would require Redneck to learn how to turn on a computer and be able to play a podcast. Or they're too busy listening to Garth Brooks talk about his junk.
Garth Brooks is awesome.
No, he's not.
He's never wrote a song about whatever you were about to say.
Yeah, crap. Every country singer writes a song about crap.
Garth Brooks is my childhood.
No.
I'm telling you, before I found rock music, Garth Brooks was it.
Like, I'm getting so tired of where I live. It gets to the point to where when I'm driving home, apparently the good old trusty redneck thing to do is wave. At the other person you're passing by.
That's one of the nicest.
But it's the nicest thing. But I don't give a fuck. I just want to give them the bird, tell them to go hump a bale of hay or whatever they're doing in their free time.
Bale of hay?
I don't know what rednecks do. They just get in their pickup trucks and get dirt everywhere. I don't know.
Hey, at least you're thinking of moving to Tennessee then. It will be so much better.
Yeah, I know. And it's... Oh, my God. That's not better whatsoever. Like, I'm not saying that moving somewhere else is going to be better, but I just wish Haywood County rednecks would have at least the decency to act normal.
What is normal anyways, Heath?
Like, you got some sense. Instead of just like, oh my, ugh.
Okay, your blood pressure. Didn't you have another rant? Or is that your only rant?
That's the only rant I can concentrate on right now.
Hey, while we're talking on nice things, how about Chick-fil-A? I was kidding, really.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's...
Let me just leave it this. Everyone's entitled to their opinions and all, but I just think the whole argument's ridiculous.
It is. I personally just think it's a chain food or a fast food restaurant just trying to use this to up their sales, which it proved that it worked when they had their appreciation day, that they had record sales.
Yeah, I mean...
I think they're just using this crap to get...
Telling you, this is why KFC or somebody should have gone off the other end and see what they knew.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we're going to start seeing, like, fast food places are trying to make political statements.
They need to shut up.
And here's the problem that people don't get. The owner said he was against it. Whatever. Fine. But they have donated millions to anti-gay marriage groups. That was the problem. A lot of people are saying, well, why can't they have their opinion? Well, they can, but the reason for the boycott and the reason people are angry is because they have been donating this money to all these groups, which in turn means you're donating money. I don't think companies should do that.
No.
For the CEO, you know, for them to be closed on Sundays, that's fine. For them to have their Christian beliefs, I think that's great.
I think every business personally should be closed on Sunday because you just need a break.
Yeah, that too.
That's it.
But just...
And...
Just keep your...
But another thing I want to point out...
At least on my chicken.
Yeah. Another thing I want to point out, and I hear this argument, and it gets on my nerves, but I agree with it, is America.
Yeah.
We're free. We're supposed to be a country of freedom.
Yeah.
Let the people do whatever the fuck they want to, as long as it's not harming other people.
If it's not harming someone else...
That's it. Just let them do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And, you can still have your freedom of speech, but, see, that's another thing. Even the people that's pro-gay... They gotta take their own medicine, you know, and be like, okay, they're having freedom of speech, whatever. Just let it slide. Let them do that.
Let them have their appreciation day. Just ignore them.
Yeah, and then you do your appreciation day.
Yeah,
I don't care if they get married. I don't at all. It doesn't bother me one bit.
Yeah, the only reason I see why they're so mad is because their belief is strongly affecting their ability to do some basic human right of marriage.
Yeah.
Again, just...
Which if
someone... If you're against it, don't get married to a dude or...
Yeah. It's not like we're telling you got to.
Yeah.
Believe in your Christianity or
whatever. I mean, I'm a Christian.
Yeah. But I ain't got a problem with it.
And I have my beliefs. Let them have their beliefs and lifestyle again, as long as it's not harming anyone.
Yeah, or why ruin other people's lives? You only live once. Try and at least let everybody be happy. As long as they're not hurting someone, breaking the law, anything like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. But trying to tell somebody they can't do something with the person they love, that's just not right.
We've never had to go through what they have to go through. Eat, drink your water first. I know you're going to need to.
Yeah.
It just is a scary situation about how...
And it's going to end up getting... Someone's going to get killed. A group of, if not one person, a group of people.
And, I mean, we have so many problems in this country right now.
It's amazing.
And yet people are outside a fast food restaurant singing God Bless America.
You're not telling them what they don't already know. People that are gay know that some Bibles say that gay's a sin.
But the Bible is also extremely against gluttony.
Yeah.
And trust me, if America has a big sin, it's gluttony.
Yeah.
We all sin. And if you believe in the Bible, we all sin.
That's why
every single one of us.
I'm fine with... I'm a Christian. I just don't believe in church. I think it's a cult.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for the people that want to go to church, why not? Knock yourself out. I just don't want to... I just don't want to sit in a church full of people saying that they never do anything wrong, and then they go right out of church.
And the Bible itself repeats that we're all sinners.
Yeah. If a dude wants to have sex with another dude, a girl wants to have sex with another girl, whatever. Do it. I don't care.
And if you want to have your Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, that's wonderful.
But don't
get pissed when New York legalizes gay marriage or when anything like that. Let it go.
I was really hoping Obama would legalize it.
Well, it's just not that easy.
But, it's not. And it's probably, it's more or less in the state's hands than anything.
Yeah. You don't want to crush the state's laws.
But at least Obama did.
He came out
and said that he agreed. He's fine with it.
Yeah.
He approves of it. Takes getting rid of the stupid rednecks.
Oh, God.
Just bowls right back down to them.
To be fair, it's not just rednecks.
Well, no, but there's a percentage of them that's just rednecks.
I'm not going to generalize because I'm scared of Heath. Let's talk about the Olympics. It's a little bit of a happier news.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Olympics?
This is actually the one year that I think probably I've been mature enough to actually pay attention to
this them. Is like, yeah.
And I've been addicted. Literally, it's been full-on crack to me.
I mean, every 4 years I used to watch a little more, and now this year it's pretty much been the only thing I watch. I love the women's soccer team. I love the men's basketball team is amazing. Phelps, obviously, came back after everyone said he was done.
I like Phelps.
Yeah.
I don't like...
I like Lochte, but...
I don't like him.
I think Phelps is an American hero.
Phelps is more of a...
And Phelps has shown people that you could smoke weed and still win 22 Olympic medals.
Yeah, that alone should just...
I mean, you see that, you should just legalize it.
I've enjoyed it. It's been really fun to watch. Been really cool to see what people can actually do.
Yeah.
Push your bodies to the limit and see what they can accomplish.
I can't imagine being in shape, period.
No.
I mean, I'm in a shape. It's not the right shape. But, just a bit round. Bit of a ball with legs. But these people who train all their lives, I can't imagine the pressure.
And it's cool because they do it to make not only them proud, but they make it to make their country proud.
Yeah, I mean, I think even people who don't watch the Olympics, at least if they see on the news, oh, USA won this medal, blah, 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 you feel a little sense of pride, which is pretty awesome.
I don't know. What's your favorite sport out of the Olympics?
The Summer Olympics?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to say soccer or basketball, but I'm trying to think of the swimming's caught my interest a lot.
Swimming's been cool.
I'm actually really interested to see the track and field this year.
Have they even started that?
That started today with the qualifying, but they haven't had much else. Oh, of course, I don't think basketball this year is going to be much to watch.
No.
USA basketball beat Nigeria yesterday, 156-73. They beat them by 83 points.
And I mean, they were probably just coasting.
And those games are 40 minutes, not 48 like NBA.
They were just coasting. I'm sure they were just in cruise control.
And that's just terrifying. And I kind of wish... Even their backups, I'm sure, are amazing, but I just wish you could have, just ran the shot clock out and just thrown up a random
ball because I can't imagine what it's like to go back in that locker room and be like,
score. We got killed.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't just get beat.
I mean, it's one thing to lose by 20 or 30.
By 83?
No. I can't imagine that.
I like how a lot of people are giving them a hard time for saying that they're running up the score.
I mean, I don't think that either. But, I mean, I just...
You're there to be the best of the best. Best of the best doesn't quit. They keep going.
What about you? What have you found interesting? What are you looking forward to?
Actually, like, volleyball.
The volleyball's been...
Volleyball, I really enjoy, not only just for the girls, but, I mean, the guys' volleyball's cool. Swimming, I've loved watching the swimming. It's probably really about, like, water polo. I don't get it. I don't understand it,
but it's fun to watch.
It's weird. I don't understand field hockey. We tried to watch that the other day, and I couldn't understand it. I'm going to take another shot.
Let's watch this. It's going down. Come on. He's staring at it. Don't stare at it too long. It's going to beat you if you do. Don't let it beat you.
Say America.
USA. 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 3 down the rabbit hole.
Yummy.
It looks like you got one more.
That was excruciating. So
I forgot what we were talking about,
the Olympics. We got anything, like, actually, like, good news instead of being, like, pissed at people? Like, is there anything good at all? Like,
no.
I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks. I'm very excited to just get away from work. I don't know really yet where we're going. Tennessee's an option. The freaking beaches are still so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, of course, the week after I paid to go to vacation, they're cheap because that's when college starts.
The best time to really go to the beach is, like, September, October, or March.
Yeah, but
early April.
I can't go with Kayla because she's back in school.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So. But, like, literally, the crappy hook.
Hey, I'm just throwing options out there, man.
Interesting. But yeah, the crappy hotels are still really expensive. I don't know.
Beach would be fun, though.
Tennessee, I wanted to go to, I don't know, I like going to places that are cool where you can, like, learn things. Like, we went to D.C. a year ago. That was awesome.
That would be
fun.
Got
to go to, like, tons of museums and see a bunch of crap. And got to see the White House. The White House alone was just awesome.
Obviously, you didn't set up a tour.
We tried to, but he, Shuler, dropped the ball on getting us approval, and we called his office the week before we left, and they were like, oh, yes, we'll get right on that. And did they? They did, but they turned us down because we waited so long. So that kind of, like, hurt a little bit, but we still got to go outside of the White House.
I mean, that would be so cool to even just go
see, like, the snipers on top of the house.
Oh,
that was cool.
Because as a person who's only been to North Carolina, Florida, Mississippi, and Tennessee, like, I've never been north, so that just seems awesome.
Long drive, though.
Oh, yeah.
And because, like, when we left, it rained the whole time we were driving up there. D.C. is a place I could definitely see you living in.
Really?
Yeah, I would definitely be fine with that. Because it's not too big, but it's actually, like, It's a good size of a city. It's not going to be like New York where it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, during, like, major tourist seasons, though, it's actually bizarre down there. Yeah.
A lot of sports teams around that area, too.
Yeah. I would just like to move to Charlotte just so I could, like, go to a Panthers game every weekend. Every other weekend when they're playing home, you know.
Yeah.
And then be able to go, hockey. I keep thinking hockey's in Charlotte, but it's in Raleigh.
But that's still not too
closer than where we're at. And at least I'd be surrounded by better people, I would imagine. Like, you'd get involved in, like, when you move down to a city, you end up having, like, more gangs and stuff of that nature. But, God, if I don't have to put up with another stupid redneck, I'd be so happy.
I like it. You're like, I'd rather put up with gang violence.
I would.
Possible gang violence.
I so would. Because this, they're not even, like, rednecks aren't even good criminals.
Dude, they're that
stupid. They're not even good at being criminals. I want something funny to talk about.
We weren't prepared. I figured it was better to go back to not being prepared because last week when we did it, it just caused an argument with every single topic.
That's just because I was drunk.
I still think it'll turn into an argument.
I know one thing.
Oh, well, sorry, you go first. I
want to, like, if we do post this up, I want to hear, like, your problems with your job. I want to hear, like, funny stories. I want to hear what kind of customers you get. Like, do they do the same thing? I want to hear some funny, messed up stories about your personal job.
You can yell at Heath for his thoughts on redneck.
Yeah, if you're a redneck and you got a problem with me, shoot me a message, and I'll talk about it. I mean, I might not be nice about it, I probably will be, because at least you listen to us.
Wow.
At least you got your computer turned on.
Someone please listen to us. The guy who crushed the squad cars with the tractor. It was a tractor, not a monster truck.
Yeah, I heard it was like a lifted monster truck type tractor deal. Like,
that sounds like the ultimate vehicle.
That's what News 13 or whatever posted on my Facebook page. It was like a...
Look at this. One of them's a van. There's a van that was crushed.
I don't understand why the guy was pissed. I'm sure it says somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Angry about his recent arrest for resisting arrest and marijuana possession. D3, you're going to get mad about his resisting arrest?
No. Okay. No.
The tractor was down the driveway. They chased him back. Rolling across their vehicles, 5 marked cruisers, 1 unmarked car, and a transport van.
Like, this dude was pissed. I've
never seen revenge quite like this.
Over a little marijuana charge, I'm sure. Well, where was this at?
Oh, God, I'm going to sound so stupid, but it's VT, Vermont, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Vermont, yeah.
It's not...
If not, then...
I can't pronounce that town.
If not, then we're...
This is from HuffPost Weird News, by the way. State police put it at more than $250,000.
Yeah, I want to see the vehicle that did it. Like, I picture, like, a massive, like, huge track, like freaking monster truck, like, Gravedigger fucking messing up some shit. A dude crushes 6 or 7 vehicle or cop cars. He's probably going to be spending some time in jail for that. Whereas he probably would have just got off with a slap on the wrist for marijuana.
I mean, he was out.
Yeah, he was already, I mean...
He probably would have had to do some, I don't know what his past was, but just some...
He ought to get all hippy-dory and crazy on other people.
I've never seen a hippie crush cars, Heath.
Huh?
I've never seen a hippie crush cars.
I don't know either.
I went to Belcher last weekend.
Yeah, how did that go?
Great.
Belcher Music Festival that Asheville, North Carolina holds.
It gets smaller every year, but Asheville holds it. Every summer it's hot as hell.
That's one thing I don't understand. Why do they do it in the summer? Why not do it in the fall?
That's when, I don't know.
I guess more people can come in the summer. Yeah. And
they always have 2 big music stages for local and band, usually just local bands. A bunch of nice shops and tents, alcohol everywhere, stuff to do for kids.
Beer City, USA.
Yeah. You always get a nice random selection of people.
And of course we get grass. Of course, we're like hit twice as hard with the whole gay thing, because Asheville's
one of the bigger
gay communities ever.
Yeah,
like it's huge.
But the people there, and these people aren't the Westboro Baptist Church, but they do the same thing. But in the center, where the center of the town, there's one person with a megaphone, then about 2 or 3 people holding signs. And there's like 1 or 2 people around other parts of the city, like just on other corners. That's it.
And they're just, what, protesting?
Just for 3 days, they just come there to tell everyone they're going to hell.
That's phenomenal.
And I'm thinking, they gotta know that this is not working.
Don't worry about it, guys. There'll be more room for you in heaven, apparently.
More room for me.
Yeah. That's what another, like, I don't, like, not to put them down or anything, I don't understand the whole Jehovah's Witness. Like, I'm not going to put down their religion, but, because apparently, like, they say, like, only a certain amount of people get into heaven.
There are a lot.
If I was a Jehovah's Witness, I'd keep my mouth shut. They weren't taking my spot.
There are a lot of people, too. Like, I mean, there are a lot of people that have lived and died. I mean, there are a lot of dead people and a lot of white people.
Yeah.
So, you're going to have to be next to perfect. Wow, this episode hasn't been touchy. We've touched religion. We've touched Chick-fil-A. You've made a rant on rednecks for 1.5 hours on.
It's always a good thing when you look to the TV and you see Samuel Jackson sitting on a toilet.
I feel like that should be in every movie. So should we prepare more or prepare less? Or?
I don't know. We like...
You gave me a look.
we get on the topics and then we get like so serious about them. I don't understand how you can be goofy.
And when we're talking normally, we're goofy as hell about them. But when we're on the computer, like, people want our opinions.
Yeah.
And I promise you, no one wants our opinions on anything.
They really don't.
Maybe we should start facing away from the computer.
That wouldn't work at all.
Just be staring at the wall.
Yeah.
We definitely need to turn off the TV.
Yeah, a couple of distractions. I got another awesome story.
Okay. We can edit a lot of that out.
Yeah.
The whole... welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Yeah, welcome back. So the...
it's not 43 yeah, and Heath was laughing his butt off.
The other day at work...
Why do we not cuss much on this?
I don't know, I literally cuss.
I know, but I literally just used butt instead of ass.
You did? Why did you do that? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I just said literally, and I hate when people do that.
So, other day at work, I had a... You can tell when we get, like, drug users that come to the shop. Like, you can just tell, because, I mean, they got sores on their arms. They look like they haven't bathed in, like, 4 years. And...
Heath, I was bringing you lunch, man.
Sorry. I'm just going to say, I work at a place that sells batteries. That's it.
Wow.
I'm not going to say the company
the
name.
The mystery is over, man.
The mystery is over. It's batteries.
After all these minutes.
Yeah, automotive, you know, whatever. So we buy back, you know, junk batteries. People, you know, they got them sent to their house. They want to sell them, make a few extra bucks.
Yeah.
So, of course, we get the junkies that go steal batteries and try and make a few bucks on them to go get the more crap to be addicted, you know, whatever. Get more of their drugs. So we get this one lady comes in. She looks like she's 40, but you would think she's 20. I don't know. She's on drugs. Her face is messed up, you know. She's got pink underwear pulled out of her pants, you know, that you can see, and a tank top and a fake wig.
You remember this person. Like, you just
I do,
because
I thought it was the most funniest. Like, it's sad, but it's the funniest shit ever. Because, well, I'm not going to go into that. Yep.
Oh,
but
God.
Anyway, she comes in with her, you know, tough guy looking white trash boyfriend, thinking he's like Eminem.
Are you sure he wasn't?
But he doesn't know. But he doesn't even know how to talk right. He's an idiot, redneck, trash idiot.
Oh, God.
But. So they sell a couple batteries to us. We buy them, and then she holds up like a table saw, you know, like a table saw cuts wood on whatever. She's got a blade. She holds up a blade in front of me and my coworker.
Run.
No, she's and it's got like a sun or like a sunflower or something. I can't remember exactly what it's painted on it. Like someone's hand painted it or something like that. And she's like, I've got a friend that is dying of cancer right now, and we're trying to raise some money for help and all this stuff and blah 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 blah. And she's like, you know, I'll let you have this saw with painting on it for $15. And I blow her off. I didn't give a shit because I know what they're really going to use it for. And she gets my coworker, and they learn that he's had to put up with her. And he points over to me, and he's like, I ain't got no cash on me. Maybe Heath does.
Aww.
And I looked at her, and I was like, I will write you a check to a foundation or to a hospital. Like, I literally said this to her, to a foundation or hospital that will go to the person that's dying of cancer. And I want to see, you know, proof, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, her two-bit idiot boyfriend's got to get an attitude problem about it.
I don't think that's an extreme request.
No, because I'm not going to give freaking... Because I know what they're going to use. If we're going to get that $15 to go buy some more drugs. So I wanted to be a complete dick to them and say, go to hell. But at least, you know, I answered to them and said...
Because if there was a habit, they're like, but this is the charity, and like they have, you know...
You know, if they actually had, you know, good, you know, it actually sounded like it was for a charity, then fuck yeah, I'll give them $15 for it, I don't care. But junkies that's thrown around, there's tons of people in the world that should have a normal life, that should have one, and they don't have one. And then there's a bunch of idiots that run around ruining their lives on drugs and wasting it.
Well,
those people should be the idiots in the hospital.
Heath, I'm gonna argue because we don't know what addiction is like that.
No, I don't care. Why even start? Why even start taking meds?
I can't say, but addiction
to me, and you know, it hits me personally.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you're an idiot.
To me, if you put meth in your body, go away. I don't care.
I hate meth too.
Yeah, but people that... I don't care at all. They just need to go die.
Okay.
Now, marijuana, I'm lenient on. I'm fine with that, but... yeah, dude. But hardcore drugs, that's going to ruin this... It just ruins you. People already know the side effects of it, and they still do it.
Well, you got people that...
Dumb fucks.
Unfortunately, their parents may have done it with them in the womb and stuff like that. And again, I have no idea how or why stuff like heroin or meth was created. And again,
I know heroin was created in Vietnam to try and keep the soldiers awake in Vietnam, and even my dad admits to using heroin when he was in Vietnam, because the U.S. supplied them with heroin to keep them awake.
USA.
Because it was a drug, and they didn't know it was going to have the side effects and the addiction like it did. Yeah. So, like, that's why they created heroin. Meth. Meth was just some stupid redneck in the back of his trailer just fixing a bunch of chemicals. Was meth actually something to do with Bayer aspirin, the aspirin group? I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass, but I'm trying to remember, like,
because meth seems pretty hard to make.
Well, I mean, if you do it right, like off Breaking Bad, but, you know, the rednecks they could do in their trailer with, like...
Meth was invented in 1893.
That's insane.
Japanese chemists created and manufactured ice, the crystallized form of meth.
God, I was so wrong.
It was, again, distributed to soldiers to port them up during WW2. So governments have made these two extreme bad drugs.
Coming back to the government, crazy bastards. But yeah, so there's another little bit of a rant.
Oh, God. So who else can we make angry at us?
Yet again, we really haven't made anyone angry, because the druggies have pawned their computers off for meth.
Oh, they'll probably just be gone.
And the rednecks are still trying to figure out what that little half circle with them...
I like that you're actually acting it out.
Yeah, like, they're trying to figure out, like, what does that button do on a computer?
To be fair, they might not have that button. You have a Mac.
One of them...
I mean,
one of
they
those,
might have something like this where the button's right here.
Yeah, like one of those moving picture things. I don't know.
I know a lot of rednecks that have, like, smartphones, and...
I don't know a single one of them.
You just gave me, like, the most earnest look I've ever seen. Like,
I don't know a single one of them.
You just gave me that look of, like, a five-year-old boy.
Because there's no such thing as a redneck having a smart anything. At all.
Oh, my God. Again, these opinions were all of Heath.
They are. And I will stand by them.
If you need to talk to him, I'll hook you up with him. But remember, I said I'm sorry.
If it wasn't for rednecks, I'd have nothing to laugh at.
I don't know. There's still a lot of funny stuff going on in Atlanta.
Yeah, there is.
I feel like there's something else I want to talk about before you... I don't remember.
That does us a lot of freaking good.
It does, doesn't
moron.
It?
Moron.
Give me a minute to think about it.
I'm literally looking at the timer to give you a freaking minute.
You don't know. Now I need to start over. That's a lot of editing for you.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot, asshole.
I should just make more editing.
You should.
Like, put this at the beginning of the episode for me.
I appreciate that.
I can edit it. So I'm sure there's a program I can download to edit it with if you need help.
Yeah. You can figure it out on your un-Mac computer.
Dumbass.
We do need feedback, though. Like, we need to at least know if people even listen, like, have listened.
I mean, even if it's just like, really, guys? What?
Although, I'm not even the one type of person to even listen to a podcast.
No, and I love them, but I wouldn't listen to this.
That's comforting.
I'm kidding. Actually, I wouldn't listen to it. I can't stand the sound of my own voice, though, so that's why.
Yeah, but with the top...
If you can edit my voice and make it like Brad Pitt's voice...
I can make it into a woman.
I might be...
No, actually, I couldn't because we're using the same... We don't have separate mics, so I can't.
We need to find a program to make my voice sound like Brad Pitt or anybody's, and I will listen to every episode.
George Clooney. Morgan Freeman. God, if Morgan Freeman was on my podcast, I'd come everywhere. Literally.
I don't think Morgan Freeman would appreciate that.
Yeah, he would. And he would tell me in a soft romantic voice. Oh, yeah.
I can't. I was going to try, but I'm not even going to try to do it now. I can't do impressions, period. Are you going to take that shot, or are you going to...
I'm working on it. I'm struggling.
I don't want to be done yet.
Me neither.
It's been fun. This one's been nice.
Yeah.
Well, what are you excited for next week, in general? TV shows, movies?
Well, of course, Breaking Bad. I'm excited for Breaking Bad.
Life.
Work's going to suck because...
You gotta say
five of our workers are on vacation next week, and we're already on a naked skeleton crew. So I'm going to be in the warehouse by myself, and only two people are going to be in the warehouse and the other store, and that's it. Not counting the two drivers, but
well,
that's it.
Yeah. So you're going to be in the warehouse and retail.
Yeah. So work's going to definitely suck next week. I literally have nothing to look forward to at all, except maybe a barrel of a gun. In my mouth.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till you listen to this, and you're like, oh, my God. Oh, God.
No, I will sit there nodding. Yes. Yeah. Right on. Idiots.
Yeah.
But see, the other thing...
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I have a lot of country friends. They're country. They're Southern.
Southern.
But they're not white trash rednecks. There's a difference.
Yeah.
I would use another...
Oh, so you don't completely hate the South?
Not completely hate the South. I
need to stay closer.
Disagree with them a lot. But I have a lot of friends that are country. Southern. I like them. They're cool.
Yeah.
But it's the white trash, no good idiots that ruin it for everybody else.
That ruin what for everyone else?
Life in general. Like, I'm not crazy or anything, but...
I wonder if Canada has rednecks.
God, I hope not. I know Florida has rednecks.
Oh, yeah.
Florida's covered in rednecks.
Florida has...
Georgia, South Carolina.
They're all different kinds, different brands. So does... I mean... People are different everywhere, Heath.
Yeah. I just want to live
this life is about is learning to accept people's differences.
I accept everyone but white trash rednecks.
I accept rednecks, too.
I said I don't.
I do.
One more shot. A quarter of a shot.
You're starting to get a little buzz, I can tell. The way you're just kind of like almost about to fly out of that chair.
One thing we didn't talk about.
Take the shot first, Ethan, I'll talk about it.
Damn it. Give me some USA glove.
USA.
This is for gold.
USA.
This shot.
No, wait, you still have a little bit. This is for silver.
No, this is for gold. That's for bronze. That's not enough to get my dude with.
No. The shot alone's for silver. If you do the shot, then finish that in the same, not sip, but same moment, that's for gold.
What are you even talking about?
You gotta drink that shot, then drink the rest of that bottle. At the same, like, not much. Sip, but
you're making this way too difficult for a person to take shots. No, that's
then at least finish that.
I'll take that and then pour that in the gold shot. I ain't gonna drink out of the bottle. It's just redneck.
Oh my god,
that's just redneck. Anyway,
you have issues.
Oh, I need some USA. Come on, this is for gold.
I see your underwear that have newspapers on it.
I love those. I actually catch I catch myself reading my underwear when I'm taking a shit. Because they got, like, fake newspaper articles on. Hold on.
Oh, God, no.
I literally catch myself reading this while taking a shit.
So, are they, like, real newspapers?
No. There's cats and dogs meet for first of many talks.
I think my only question is, who bought you those?
And how agency long urges them? Caution on cheeseburger diet. And it looks like a newspaper printed out on... Kayla bought these for me at Gap.
What?
Let's see. Formerly joyous birthday clowns waver on support for balloons.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of them over
there. I think
this
may be a first. We are having a silence. Dead air so Heath can read his underwear.
Men talk, work gets done. Too many people famous for no reason.
That I agree with.
Oh, Lord. So, when I'm taking a shit and I got that underwear on, I got some entertainment to read.
What are you talking about?
You were giving me some USA chant to take the slash shot.
USA. USA. USA.
That's like the weakest USA chant I've ever heard in my life.
USA. USA.
I'm not feeling
USA.
I'm just going to put it down.
USA. USA.
All right.
USA.
It's getting a little better.
USA.
Okay.
US Canada.
You asshole. Oh my god, that about made me spew everywhere.
I know, I wanted to do it, but then I didn't want to. I was going to wait till you got it down first, but I'm like, no.
Oh my god. It tastes like rotten bananas. I don't know why. Canada, you took it. You said Canada right when I took it.
Sorry, I'm immature.
Oh my god. That was very embarrassing.
My hand hurts from beating my chair.
I guess I know what you're not going to be doing tonight.
You don't know what I'm going to be doing or not going to be doing tonight, okay?
That's true.
You're not the boss of me.
Yeah. Wish I was.
Oh, great.
It's going to take so long to save this.
Here, take the toilet. You should take it with you and commentate. So I'm here by myself while Heath is urinating. I suggested he takes the laptop to the bathroom so we don't have 2 minutes of dead air. I'm innovative. That's what I do. I could do this podcast by myself. I don't even need him. And I can... ride this puppy to the top by myself.
You pet TV.
Heath, I left you a note in the podcast that I hope you listen to and keep in.
That's great.
You wanted to talk about something before you left. What was it?
That's what happens. You should have just let me fucking talk about it.
I guarantee the alcohol just literally, not saying literally, the alcohol just pushed it out of your brain.
Probably. Are you interrupting my train of thought? Fucked it up.
I have that habit over that type of people.
honestly don't remember.
Friends?
Who?
What's about our friend? We don't. We like to pretend we have friends on this show.
Yeah, we actually have none. We're hoping we at least gain one from this. Please don't be redneck.
Please be Bill.
Bill Clinton.
No. The Bill.
Oh, The Bill. Yes.
This podcast is based on a band, and our band's biggest fan was named The Bill.
And he was awesome. He had an orange jumpsuit on with a... What was it? Electro Devo keyboard?
Thing going on. He had like a Devo thing going on.
He was awesome.
And I felt like we lost by never doing a show with him. Then again, we never did a show, period.
No, we don't.
But our topics don't particularly flow well sometimes. Although this one, I think this one's had some good flow to it.
Some. Not a lot.
Not a lot.
I mean, it's... Like, have you ever been down a lazy river?
I think it's had its awkward parts for sure.
You never answered my question, Zima.
I
have you ever been down a lazy river?
I can't swim.
A lazy river is something you ride a raft. You don't swim in a lazy river, Zima.
But if I fall off the raft, I could die.
If someone died in a lazy river...
It would be me. You know me.
I would give up on life itself. No one could die in a freaking lazy river.
I guarantee that is how I'm meant to die.
No! It's like 3 feet deep. And you sit on a... Freaking raft, right? I'm on the raft
and I fall forward, hit my head on the side, and get knocked down and just lay underwater.
Then you deserve to die for that happening. Or maybe
I get caught in the tube and the tube flips and I can't.
You just jump in a tube and relax.
You're sitting there and the tube flips and you just see my feet kicking in the air as my head's underwater.
No, the sad thing is, I'd probably walk away. I would probably be like. The dumb fuck got himself trapped in a lazy river that flows 0.5 miles an hour.
But the best part is you would be like, they'd be charging you with, like, neglect because you couldn't help me, and you'd be in court and you'd literally have to say, his fat ass was
stuck in a lazy river.
Listen, I could have done something, sure, but
no,
I didn't want to.
He deserves to die for... doing that to himself in the lazy...
And you know, it's going to become a huge story. There's those drawings of you on the news. And you're just like...
If we go somewhere... Like, if me and you ever, like, take a road trip, do anything like that, we stay at a place that's got a lazy river, if your ass won't get into a fucking lazy river, I swear, I will beat you.
I've been to a lazy river.
Have you been on a lazy river? It doesn't matter if you've been to one.
I don't like being in stuff around people.
You don't like being in stuff? What do you mean you don't like being in stuff?
In water, I'm a fat person. I don't like being in water around people. I have to, like...
Wear a shirt.
That's even worse.
If it's self-consciousness.
Like, everyone hates the person that wears the shirt to the pool.
I like them, because I think they're creative. Because they could wear a funny shirt.
Maybe I'll wear a suit and tie into a pool.
Then you're just trying too hard.
Exactly. But at least people are like, it's not a shirt. He's literally dressed up to swim.
Tell him you're Mormon or something. You don't believe in naked bodiness. Ishness.
I can't swim.
Or it'd be like Family Guy, and they'll be like, hey, you can't park your deck on the diving board. Or you can't park your car on the diving board.
I can't swim, though.
Well, if you... Yeah, but still, it's 3 feet of water.
I mean, technically, when I go to a pool, I just, like, kind of dangle my feet.
That's disheartening to me.
Or get in the hot tub, usually.
I love swimming.
I've never seen you swim.
I swim a lot. I was actually on a swim team.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
It was, like, all the way through middle school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, if you kept that up, imagine what the body you would have.
I know, because we got our, like, state middle school or whatever. Me and Hallie got accepted to for state, and I turned it down. Like, as soon as that happened, I quit. I wanted to eat cheeseburgers more than swim. I can't help it.
You could have done both at the same time.
So you're saying, like, you wouldn't go to, like graveyard fields and swim or anything like
What's
that?
What's that?
So... It's a Blue Ridge Parkway, pretty much.
Again, I'd probably go anywhere and swim, and there'd just have to be no one there, or, like, a few people there. I can't stand, like, busy pools where everyone's walking around and judging me. Because in my mind, I all feel like they're, like...
they're holding up place cards, like, I give him a 2.5.
They're like, I thought I was going to see something awesome at the pool today, but...
I'm telling you, it's... Like, you wouldn't... Would you ever get in the ocean? Like
there are sharks. I mean, that's even worse than people judging me. There's sharks judging me and biting my feet.
There's no sharks.
Jellyfish? Jellyfish killed the greatest animal hunter we've ever had.
Who?
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, but that was like a freak accident thing. And who knows with him? He was probably like He was probably holding an alligator and a jellyfish and a cow at the same time. Like, I don't know. He was doing something stupid, probably.
I'm just telling you, sharks would kill me.
No. What about a lake? Would you swim in a lake?
Lakes are pretty dirty.
You are no fun whatsoever. I don't like you at all.
I definitely love the beach.
Would you swim in a 3-foot pool?
You can't really swim in a 3-foot pool.
You can. You can swim in a 3-foot pool.
Oh, so you want me to go in the kiddie pool?
Yeah.
They're
Well, you get into a kiddie pool.
No, because that would just be creepy.
It's like going down the fucking bunny slope at a ski lodge.
There are less kids on that, though. The kiddie pool is literally, it's in the name, kid.
I wouldn't want a bunny slope. You expect a bunch of bunnies to be running down that slope? No.
There are probably some bunnies that run down that slope.
No, it's snowy. They don't get on that shit. I'm going to drown on a lazy river. Bitch.
Maybe we can just do like 20 podcasts and get them all together to and one collaborate funny podcast.
The one funny one. So literally, it'll take us 1 year to do two episodes. Three. One and a half.
Five podcasts.
Five.
Five podcasts of our best stuff. Every week's the best love podcast of podcasts they've never heard. What? I'm picturing he got fired for it. Like, you hand him that coke, and he's like, what? And then his boss walks by, he's like, you're not supposed to be drinking on the job, you're fired.
I would feel really bad.
You should.
I would feel awful.
Like, he's like, but boss, I'm trying to pay for my mom's health bills and a kid apartment.
Why are you making me feel guilty right now? What the fuck?
Like, this is the only place that hired me in 500 job applications. And then, of course, he's put down for stealing, so he can't get another job.
Yeah, he gets arrested, goes to juvie, then learns how to make cocaine, then makes cocaine, then gets arrested for making cocaine, then just becomes an addict, and then just hangs himself 20 years later.
You've ruined this kid's life.
Dude. I have, actually.
We need to go back.
Is that it?
We can't end like this.
I know, we can't.
He has to take his final shot of the night.
Yes. Kills the Jack Daniels.
USA. Michael Phelps. USA. 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 I thought that was going to end it, really. I thought you just edit there.
I was about to just hit end, but I got too comfortable.
Let's just keep talking.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take 4 years to save that.
It's already been almost 2 hours anyway, so let's just go for the gold, like USA. Or the silver. The bronze. Maybe qualify for the final heat. Maybe even make the Olympics.
No. Fuck that.
Maybe even actually try the sport.
What sport? What sport are we even trying?
Podcasting. Hey. You should have hit end like 5 minutes ago.
I should have.
Good night, everybody.
We'll find a way to end one of these days.
At least we've gotten most of it down now. It may not be good, but we understand it.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Maybe you could give us an idea on how to end it.
Submit a nice catchphrase, because I have a low self-esteem. If it's mean, I'm going to probably end it all. So
hopefully it involves the lazy river and you drowning yourself. Bitch.
Night, everybody.